Who builds a boat with no clouds in sight? Who walks up to a giant and picks a fight? Who turns a lion's den into a petting zoo? Who can have church in a fiery furnace? Well, I'll tell you who. Crazy people trust in Jesus, following him wherever he leads us. Kingdom seekers, walk by faith believers. Here's the church, here's the steeple, here's the all God's crazy people.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to another episode, Matt with Erlane in the Automotive Truth. I am Matt Pollard.
I'm Erlane Pollard.
What is up, crazy people?
Hello, people.
Epic people, crazy people, YouTube people, podcast people.
All you people.
Here's the church. There's the steeple.
And here's God's crazy people.
Well, here we are back for another episode. We were off for a couple weeks.
Uh-huh.
Some stuff went on.
Yeah.
And here we are.
We are back. Here.
We are here.
We are here. We are here.
We are here. Oh, we are here. So, We are here for another wonderful episode for our epic listeners and viewers now.
Yeah.
Overrated, underrated, rants, stories.
I feel we're a little rusty, right? We take a couple of weeks off and then we're coming back like, humming.
That's all right. It's a podcast. It's not supposed to be perfect.
That's true.
When they edit them, make them perfect.
That's true.
That's the whole point of a podcast.
It should be organic, yes.
It should be organic. Absolutely right.
You're right, Matt Pollard.
All right. So, as always, we're going to go with overrated, underrated.
Mm-hmm. I got a few things on overrated.
I know. I like it.
Yeah.
Well, we have a debate, it looks like. Pancakes over French toast.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. What do you think?
I think French toast is overrated.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Why do you say French toast is overrated?
I don't know. Because, I don't know, it's toast.
Well, it's made with Texas toast.
I like,
not just any toast.
Well, I like the word cake versus toast. Does that make sense?
So if you're a cookie person, you eat the French toast?
Yeah, no, I like the cake.
And the cake people eat the pancakes?
Pancakes, yeah, I like the pancake, yeah. No, I'm not, maybe I don't like the outside crust of bread so much.
Oh, that's
true. So maybe
that's
why I lean toward the pancakes.
All right, so we need to invest in, what's it called? Some kind of bread.
Yeah, crustless French toast.
Crustless French toast.
That's an idea.
Like an uncrustable?
Right.
But make it a French toast.
But a French toast, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Y'all don't take our...
don't take my idea.
Don't take our ideas.
Well, just give me royalties. All right, so pancakes are properly placed and French toast is overrated?
Overrated for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Scrambled eggs or an omelet?
Well...
Depends on who makes it.
Yeah. I think so. I prefer an omelet always. A Western omelet.
Yeah, I mean, I'm an omelet person too. Like, I'm a picky eater. It's got to be well done.
Yeah.
It's got to be no runny, yolky.
Yeah, he likes his eggs dry.
Yeah.
Dry.
Yep, that's me.
Yeah, not me.
Oops, sorry. Playing with my microphone here.
The cheesier, the softer, the texture. I like. Yeah. Scrambled eggs are overrated for me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. An omelet.
Okay. The omelet wins, yeah.
Yep. So we're on pancakes and omelets so far. avocado toast.
You know, at first when avocado toast was introduced.
You were like, them bougie people.
Yeah, you know what? I was
what's
like,
up with
what?
This?
Avocado toast, like, but then I had some really good avocado toast, like, maybe because I made it and I wasn't. Maybe I didn't make it right.
Because you didn't make it right? You make guacamole instead of guacamole toast.
Well, that's what kind of it is because it's like smushed up avocado.
No, it's not made with cilantro and lime and lemon. And
yeah, you know, strangely enough, I had some avocado toast from Dunkin' Donuts and that stuff was pretty amazing. It was really good, really tasty.
Yeah.
But yeah, I still think it's overrated, though. I really think it's overrated. It's just
I guess me too.
It's guacamole and toast.
It's guacamole and toast. Overrated.
Yeah.
Hot pockets.
underrated. I think Hot Pockets are underrated. We grew up on Hot Pockets. Our kids.
Hot Pockets and Bagel Bites.
Definitely grew up on Hot. They will fight for their Hot Pockets. They right now, yeah, the freezer's full of Hot Pockets.
How's it that you can go, Hot Pockets?
Yeah, no, they're definitely underrated. I like a good Hot Pocket. Yeah, especially the one, the croissant ones. I don't know if y'all.
I never had a croissant.
Yeah, they have some new breadings and yeah. Croissant is one of them. Yeah.
Really? Uh-huh. I know they have that pizza with the croissant crust on it.
Yeah.
Really?
Hot Pockets.
I'm going to have to go buy one. Mm-hmm. So overrated or underrated? Underrated.
They're underrated.
Yeah, I believe so, too.
Yeah. Lay's potato chips.
Well, it's a Pepsi company, so it's overrated.
It's overrated. I love Pepsi, y'all. Like Pepsi is definitely underrated for me, and he's the Coke guy. He's Coke. I'm a Pepsi girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the Pepsi. Anyways.
I like it a Pepsi.
Back to Lay's chips. Yeah, they're overrated. I think they're overrated. I think even with all those flavors that are they're coming out, all those funky flavors, like I guess I don't know, they have like a lobster flavor or a macaroni. Lobster macaroni. I can't think of any other flavors. They have a bunch of different chicken and waffles flavors, and I don't know, they're overrated to me.
So now the contest, they had to win that.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Were they tweeting in the contest, or
what do you mean tweeting
to get the flavor of the potato chips?
Oh yeah, they were. I guess I don't know how they were.
I know it was a contest, but how did you get in the contest? Were you tweeting? Were you writing? Were you emailing? Were you sending something in?
I don't know. I think you were sending something in. I don't know, honestly, with social media now. It was a few years back, but I think. Whatever the case may be. Yeah, I guess they picked winners.
Yeah, I don't know.
But anyway, yeah. Lay's.
Overrated.
Overrated to me. Overrated, yeah. You know what I like? I like a Pringle. That's what I like.
Overrated.
No. Hush your mouth. Pringles are definitely properly rated.
You think so?
Yeah, yeah.
And properly, please.
My favorite one, y'all, is the salt and vinegar. Salt and vinegar?
Well, yeah.
Salt and vinegar, yeah. I love me a Pringle.
What's next?
I did put Pringles, but you already know how I feel about that.
What about Doritos?
Doritos are properly rated.
Yeah?
Yeah. I like Doritos.
They made it into like Taco Bell, you know?
Yeah. No, my God. Those tacos are good. Those tacos, y'all.
With Doritos Locos.
Doritos Locos. Them things are jamming. They are good. But still, I mean, I'm not going crazy about
them. You know Bell was the guy's last name? Taco Bell. That was just the guy's last
really?
Name. Yeah.
Oh, that's good info right there, sir. That's some good automated food. automotive food.
Truth. Oh, man.
We went totally food on this.
Yeah, we totally were foodies on this one.
Overrated and underrated. We like to eat, y'all. We like
Cheetos?
We like Cheetos. I'd say they overrated, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to like Cheetos when I was a kid, like the Cheetos, just the Cheetos. Now they come up with those
the
hot
fire, flaming Cheetos. Fire,
I'm not stuff. Too crazy about hot stuff, so.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't care.
But I remember even after a while eating those Cheetos, they used to hurt my teeth.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if it was, I don't know, back in the day, but they hurt my teeth.
Maybe the CEO owned a toothpaste company.
Is that true, my partner, or are you just saying that?
No, I'm just being stupid.
Oh, okay.
All right. We doing to do rants or stories?
Let's go on to rants. Let's go.
You have a rant?
No, I don't, but I think you do. Rants. Rants and a half.
Yep. I actually have one.
Go ahead.
It wasn't going to be a rant, but we'll move it to rants. So instead of crazy people, it's stupid people. So this lady comes in, buys four tires, whatever. If you want your old parts back, tell your service consultant before your work order is written.
Yeah.
Or when you authorize. Recommend the job and authorize the repair. Can you keep my old parts? So anyways, poor my boy over here, he sells four tires. The lady never tells him to hold the tires. We do the tires. She comes to pick up. And she's like, where's my old tires? He's like, the garbage? Where else are they being?
In the dumpster.
And she's like, she's throwing a fit. She's calling her husband. She's losing her mind. And then she wants to get reimbursed for the tires that are on her car because we didn't save her old ones.
Everybody.
How does that even make sense?
Everybody wants their money back for everything. It's so ridiculous. I just can't with people.
I'm like, I'll just take those tires off and you can have your wheels back. Like, I don't care.
Right, right.
Give me my money back. Get out of here.
Because you didn't, I mean, and the new tires were on her car already,
right? The new tires were on her car.
She's asking for her money.
Yeah, but she was being a sleazy person because her husband and her own another business and they were going to sell the used tires to the business.
We get to the bottom of the situation. We get to the nitty gritty, to where the rubber meets the road, like Pasta Burger says.
Just be honest, man.
So they have their own shop and you think that they want to resell those tires in there.
Yeah, exactly. And then they want to play the free crap game because they're in the business.
Wow.
Nope.
Wow. Sleazy people.
Yeah. I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah, no, that's not right at all. Not right.
And it's not fair to the service advisor.
No, it's not fair to the company, period. It's just like, and so what happened? Did you give her money back?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, I made Tyler go in the dumpster and get her tires.
It's not funny, but at the same time, it's like he's like, no, I just sent somebody to go dig them out.
Yeah, whatever. Jeez. We ain't no shame in our game.
Oh, my goodness.
Anything to save $400.
You know what's so funny? I saw a, are you done with your rant? I just want to say
something. I don't care.
I guess you're done. I saw something on social media where some lady was in a nail salon, I think it was, and she was getting her eyelashes done, her eyebrows or whatever. She was talking about there was a funeral, and she doesn't like this place that she's going to. She doesn't like this nail place because she heard or saw over the internet that one of the people there, one of the Asian men, hit some other lady and got physical. And she's like, you know, this is the worst place, and this is the place on such and such address, and this is the worst place, don't come here. The only reason why I'm here is because tomorrow there's a funeral and I gotta get my eyelashes done. And I'm like, what ignorance. I don't get it.
She didn't pay her bill, you know. Equal rights,
you know. She's in the place giving them their business, but then she's bashing the place, talking about don't come here because this. Oh, but the only reason why I'm here is because I want to look pretty for a funeral, which has nothing to do with you, lady. Nothing to do with you.
Stupid.
That really burned me.
That's like, crazy.
Oh my God, people are just so, that's so disgusting to me. Like, ugh, I don't like that.
Yep.
I don't like that.
People want to run right to Google reviews.
She began to record all the workers there and like bash them, and they try to grab her phone and she was like, "Don't you touch my phone." It became a whole mess. I'm like, "What is this? What kind of world are we living in? Like, this is just like so disgusting. Like, you don't like it. You're bashing the place, but still you're there because of luxury for you or I'm sorry, inconvenient. Or convenience, but I mean, you don't. I don't think you.
I don't know.
You don't stand for nothing. That just shows me that
Joe Biden's America.
Oh God, Lord help us. Jesus is coming soon, yo. Jesus is coming.
Yeah, when wrong is right and right is wrong,
And every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. All right, so that was a rant and a rant.
So, where do you want to go next?
So, let's talk about the fact of what happened to us last week. Or not to us, but to our little girl. A little girl that's home from the Air Force. She got into an accident where somebody basically T-boned her. It was pretty bad. It was a really bad accident. But to God be the glory that she just walked away with a few scratches and some bruises from the seatbelt because she had her seatbelt on, y'all. So this rolls us into our topic of seatbelts.
Okay.
Thank God. You know, thank God that she had her seatbelt. She was hit on the passenger side, but the whole door, y'all, is gone. Like, there's no door. on the passenger side. It was completely pushed in, and like all you see now is the insides of the door, right?
Well, the side of the car damaged, though.
Yeah, but that one door is where the real hit. And so what had happened was she pulled out in front of out of a stop sign in a busy intersection, which is kind of like a highway because people are going 80 miles an hour. It's like 75 is the speed limit on some of these roads here in Texas. So she underestimated how quick that truck was coming. She thought she was going to be able to beat him, is what I'm guessing happened. And she pulled out, and the guy T-boned and just drug her to the other side of the... When I was getting ready for church, I was in the shower, and I got the phone call, and I'm like, wait a minute, I thought she was here, because she does some Uber part-time, Uber Eats part-time or whatever. So she was going to go do a delivery, and so I get the phone, and I'm like, what's going on? And she's like, I got into an accident. And it was just like, you know, mommy mode. My mind was like, whoa. Got some people were actually with her at the accident site or whatever, at the scene. And the Spanish lady was like, don't worry, she's okay. She's okay. It looks bad, but when you get here, don't worry, it's okay. And so as I pulled up to my son and I got in our car, and got there, and we see the car, and y'all, it was just, my heart sunk, like my legs started to shake, and then I ran towards her, and thank God that she was okay. She was just a little rattled, but like I said, because of the seatbelt, and we went to the emergency room and got the car towed to the house and stuff, and now we're working through insurance situation. But and she got to the emergency room, and you know, no broken bones, and she was good. And to God be the glory, because he said that he will send his angels to encampeth around about them that fear him. And my husband and I, we fear the Lord. And we know that he keeps us, not only us, but our children and those that are around us. And I thank God. Thank God for his hand of protection and for that seatbelt. And there you have it, y'all.
And you got to wear them.
And you got to wear your seatbelt. So I'll tell you a really funny story. I think we said this before, but when me and Matt first got together, I would drive around without my seatbelt all the time. I just thought it was a nuisance, and I was too cool for a seatbelt. And so Matt would get in the car with me, and he, you know, he's a goody-goody, you know. He's a goody-goody. And so he would wear his seatbelt in his car all the time, you know. Yeah. He wouldn't drive off without it, you know. But when he would get in the car with me, he would not wear his seatbelt, y'all, just to look cool in front of me.
Yep.
Is that the sweetest thing? He's risking his whole life to look cool for me. I love you, honey.
I love you.
And thank God that God, even then, he kept us. He kept us. All right. I'm done with my stories.
Okay. So you used to drive Nissans.
Yes.
And they remember those automatic ones that would go like up the side of the car?
You know, I want to give the benefit of the doubt that maybe I was just used to that. Maybe I was used to the fact that, nah, I ain't going to lie, I didn't want to wear my seatbelt.
Benefit of the doubt? What do you mean?
I was going to say that I was so used to driving.
My seatbelt would just come on me.
On my Maxima and my Stanza, that I didn't want to, that I was so used to it, you know, getting put on for me, then when I got to, you know.
Oh, so I had to put you in the car and put your seatbelt on? That's what I had to do at the dentist.
Oh, God, let's not talk about the dentist, please. My mouth hurt just thinking about that. But anyways, go on, Matt Pollard, about the seatbelts.
So you asked, like, why they're not here anymore.
Right.
Because it's probably where the airbags are.
Right.
So, and then if you jerk, you know, the inertia on a seatbelt in the roof, it would probably deploy an airbag anyways.
Okay. So yeah, that was my question. My question was, why don't we have automatic seatbelts anymore? Yep. Like, you know, for those like me that are, you know,
too good for seatbelts.
You're too good for seatbelts. Yeah, too cool. We too cool for seatbelts.
Too cool for school. Too school for cool.
Yeah. So that's it, right? They removed them to put in airbags.
And then seatbelts weren't required in the UK until 1965. It's because you drive on the wrong side of the car.
My God. But doesn't that seem like just a little while ago? Like,
I know. In America, 1968.
Yeah.
And his front seat belts. And they were lap belts. Remember that?
Yes. And I guess they weren't mandatory. Seatbelts weren't mandatory until 1991.
Now look at the...
That was just the other day.
I know. Now look at the government where they are with safety and...
That was not long ago. That's
autonomous
crazy cars.
So we were watching this video. Phoenix, Arizona has driverless Ubers.
Oh my goodness.
And so you have to sit in the back, whatever. The passenger did not have a seatbelt on. And they called him. They're like, this is a courtesy call from Uber customer service. Can you please wear your seatbelt? And he goes, how do you know I'm not wearing my seatbelt? And she's like, we can see you. That's so creepy.
I know. I mean, granted, the
what if you get out of the club and you're all, doing your business in the back of an Uber?
Well,
they're going to be recording it.
Oh, my goodness.
Call a cab if you're drunk. Don't call an Uber.
Right. Don't call a driverless Uber.
But just think of where we are. We went from no seatbelts until 1968 mm-hmm. into an autonomous automobile in Arizona. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the only reason your car has a steering shaft is because it's government mandated.
Wow.
Like the manufacturer's been trying to eliminate that for years.
Really?
So, yeah, because you can do everything with computer.
Okay.
All you need, everything's there. Your yaw rate and your steering angles and everything's there. Your racks are electronic. Everything's electric. Yeah. But you have to have the steering shaft because it's only because it's government mandated.
Wow.
So everything could be fly-by-wire, like your accelerator pedal, but the government mandates it for override purposes.
Mm. Look at y'all. Look at y'all. So that's why. Automotive truth geek over here.
Well, I said I'm bored at Lexus. I learned all this stupid stuff. And then you have this stupid autonomous automobile driving with a steering wheel in it. Mm. Like, this makes no sense.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
Oh, whatever.
Anyways, this is the future.
Yeah, this is the future. Everyone's going to have to wear a seatbelt because they're going to be in autonomous automobiles.
Oh, man. People wear your seatbelts. It saved my daughter's life. It definitely.
Yeah, it sure
absolutely.
Did.
It saves lives.
That was
a rough
week.
It was a rough week. It really was. Like, I was so concerned about her. And then my boss let me stay home the next day because I was off on that. That was my Tuesday and Wednesday off. And just to make sure that she was okay and that, she would, didn't have a headache or whatever the next morning. And God, it's so good that even in the morning when she got up, I said, Fee, how you feeling? She was like, I don't even feel sore.
I come home Sunday and she goes, Dad, you want to see my bruises? I'm like, absolutely. Let me see your bruises.
Oh, man. God is good, y'all. He's good, so good. That could have been so bad. That car is terrible, y'all.
Yeah, it's junk. Mm, yeah. Now she's driving my Prius.
Yeah.
Daddy's girl.
Y'all pray for her and pray for us.
So how's everyone doing with catalytic converters in your area?
Oh, my. Yes. So, honey, I found something on one of the automotive news sites about how crazy it's getting. Did you see the numbers? The rises in stolen cat converter cases reported, right?
In 2020.
It started from 2018. 2018 was 1,298. Right?
And then 1 year. Look at that jump.
In 1 year, in 2019, it went to 3,389 stolen cats, right? In one year. And then in 2020, y'all get this, 14,433 stolen cats in 1 year.
Well,
it tripled.
It went up 11,000 in 1 year.
Is that triple, quadruple? I don't know. It's a lot of cat converters that are stolen, y'all. And get this. We can't get them.
Yeah, they're probably all here.
We can't get them. It's crazy.
Yeah, even the aftermarket is losing inventory, and they can't build them fast enough for the theft of them.
Y'all with trucks.
Y'all with trucks,
y'all better get some cat protectors. They have these things that you can put on your cars.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, or your trucks.
You bolt them on there and you can't cut, so it covers the cats. Mm-hmm. Some poor lady called me. There's a movie theater by the dealership. And she calls me. She's like, we went in for the movie. We come on, somebody stole our cats.
It's terrible.
She's like, what's the process? I'm like, yeah, call your insurance, drop it off. It's going to be about 6 months.
Yeah, terrible, terrible.
She's like, I can't do that. Oh, well, you're not really going to have a choice.
Yeah, I have customers that the insurance company is like, yeah, sorry, I can't continue to pay for your rental. And they're not paying for their rentals.
Yeah.
They're pulling them out of the rentals. And now the people are without cars and without parts. And
paying insurance, paying car payments.
and they can't even
drive their car.
No alternate transportation. It's terrible, and I feel for these people. I really do. It's terrible.
It's tough.
I read something that even those thousands of catalytic converters that have been stolen. It says in Texas alone, 66 vehicles are waiting to have their CATS converter replaced, and some even came back a second time.
Yeah, even at our store, 3 or 4 cars came back twice.
Yeah. That's so nuts. So nuts. The world we live in, y'all. And again, for those that don't know why people steal the catalytic converters, Matt Pollard, tell the people why.
Well, it's for the metals inside the CATS.
Yeah, there are precious metals inside that they
which come from Ukraine.
My God.
Think about that.
Full circle, y'all. This all comes all full circle. Jesus. It's affecting America in many ways, huh?
It is.
Affecting us. And yet, Mr. B continues to
fund
their infrastructures over there and funding all the stuff that the war damaged and billions of dollars y'all he's putting into when we can actually put the money into here and maybe we can make some converters, right?
Yeah, what if you invest it here?
Maybe
we can't dig up our own ground in America under that administration.
I don't know what the madness is. It's just madness, y'all.
We can't have oil. We can't have precious metals. We can't do nothing.
Something. This is the...
My mom's like, you're an oil state. What, you think we can just drill in the ground, dude? It's government mandated.
Yeah. We are stuck, and some people say stuck on stupid, right?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Jeez.
Well, anyways.
How about some laughs? Here we go.
Automotive laughs?
Yeah, let's get out of this dreary. this dreary news.
So while you're doing that, so remember I was talking about how I don't believe that, that's a couple episodes ago, that the new car inventory will ever be the way it was.
Okay.
You know, a few hundred cars on the lot and go towards more of the Tesla model where you just order your car online and then you just go to the dealership and pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
So I was reading something where it says, why Honda and Acura dealer showrooms may shrink.
Oh.
It says, American Honda's Dave Gardner says, Honda is considering ways to make its retail business more efficient, including leaner inventory and smaller showrooms.
Okay.
So look, I'm not a subscriber, so when I get the newspaper in the mail, I will read the article and I will address that.
Yeah.
But I wanted to just put that out there while you're looking.
Yeah, that's interesting. So, y'all, this is... Matt, you want to find a button for automotive laughs?
Oh, man,
I
forgot which
one
it is.
Do you remember where it is? Come on, we always... Come on.
Oh, dang.
There we go. Oh, Matt. So, our first automotive laugh here is what is with technicians and zip ties? Or maybe I shouldn't say technicians.
These are definitely not technicians.
Mechanics.
That's definitely not a mechanic.
That's
Oscar in Cuba or something.
Yeah, he's just being funny. So there's this tire. Right? I don't know if you can see it. The way, this is for our YouTube, our epic watchers on YouTube. Matt Erlane Auto Truth is our channel, by the way. So they have at least 20 zip ties around this.
I can't even see what it's holding.
I was just going to ask you, was it holding? And I see some duct tape, too, on this strut or whatever this shock.
Well, that's like a Panhard bar.
What is that? Yeah.
That's like the cross bar that keeps the rear end centered in the vehicle.
Yeah,
that's bolted, so I don't know what they're doing.
And then they have these things, metal things. Those
are muffler holders. That's what holds a muffler.
Lord have mercy. If this is your car, y'all.
Wow.
Do me a favor.
Call me.
Park somewhere.
Yeah.
And throw the keys away because that there does not look safe.
Wow. Uh-huh. Well, that's what you get when your friend down the street can do it cheaper. The dealership said $1,000 to make my car safe. My buddy said $200.
Funny you said that because I have a slide.
Oh, I posted something on, was it Instagram? This lady had her brakes done in Louisiana, drove all the way to Texas, and the brake pad was backwards.
Oh, my God.
And then complained at us because of what it's going to cost to fix your car. I didn't screw your car up.
My God. Lucky for, she made it. Lady, you should be thanking God you made it. Oh, Oh, I had some old Toyota. Oh, not old Toyota. What I wanted to show, man, you can't see this, can you? This here is a buggy. And this buggy right here is pulling the trailer. And this was made by Volkswagen. This was made by Volkswagen 1 year. You see this? The guy can do.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, the guy can actually do a 360.
So it's like a fifth wheel. It would be like a fifth wheel camper.
Right.
But it goes on the roof of a bug. And the bug can spin around underneath it because it's so small. It's pretty cool.
Is that something? Look at that.
That's really cool. That's a cool camper.
Uh-huh. Look at the guy's turning. He's turning around. And
that's where people can't back him up. That's why.
That is the coolest thing. So I thought I'd show that.
That's really cool.
Yeah. What do we have here? Oh, an old Toyota commercial. Yeah, look at this Toyota Corolla.
I wish it was volume.
Corolla?
That's a Corolla.
Yeah. It's a Corolla?
Yeah. Yeah,
a Corona. Or was that a Corolla? Look at that thing.
It's beautiful.
So my friend back in Bridgeport has one of these.
It's a Corolla.
It is a Corolla?
Yeah.
Is his a Corolla too, or is it a Corona?
His is a Corolla. It's a Puntocho.
Oh, is it? Look at the ladies with the little skimpy shorts. We wear short shorts.
It's like a Nair commercial.
Yeah, it looks like it, but it's a Toyota commercial. Anyways, I thought I'd show that. Back to our automotive laughs.
So a dirt bike.
Yeah, this here says, boys never actually grow up. Their toys get bigger and more expensive.
That's true. Look at all three of them.
Uh-huh. It's a dad and his two boys. One is about maybe three, fixing his little toy Tonka truck. Then you got the dad fixing his dirt bike. And then his probably like, I don't know, nine-year-old boy.
Fixing his dirt bike.
Very cute. And the post is very true. The boys' toys get bigger and more expensive.
Dear Lord.
This was cute. I thought, dear Lord, thank you for making sure Noah took a turkey, a whitetail deer, an elk, and everything else we can hunt on the ark. Amen.
Amen.
And it's a little boy with a big cowboy hat. That was the cutest.
I like it.
Back to automotive laughs. And then we got this thing here. Ask my dad for a cordless drill, and this is what I got.
I have one of those.
Now, what is this, though?
It's a drill.
It's a drill?
Yeah.
But this is a drill for woodwork,
isn't it? For woodworking, yeah. Correct.
And would this work on loosening up a bolt or something?
No.
Okay, so I guess it's a joke, because I guess I didn't get it. I just thought maybe.
It's a cordless drill. He got what he asked for.
Okay. 20-year-old car in my head, 20-year-old car in reality. Isn't that something? You think that 20-year-old car
is a 96 Taurus.
Look at that.
What is that, a Maxima?
That's a Maxima, an Altima. That's an Altima.
And a Taurus.
An Altima and a Taurus.
I know, I think about that too. I'm like, when I race dirt bikes, like a 2001, you know, I'm like, I don't think that seems so far ago. It's 20 years ago.
Yes, my
22
God.
Years ago.
I wonder if our parents felt the same, right, when we were growing up.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if that was their way of thinking, like the way we're like, oh my God, where is time gone? Like, I don't know. I don't remember hearing my mother saying that all the time.
I know, right? I spent half my life with one person. Thank you, God.
That be me, y'all.
Yep.
What gives people feelings of power? It is
money,
right? Little inch of a graph, I guess, or of a status. And then the one that takes the cake is sending the new guy for a tool that doesn't exist.
That's stuff we did in school.
Mechanics could be cruel, y'all. Yeah. They can be cruel. They can.
I said something to somebody at work. I was like, I was a real jerk when I was a tech. I'm like, I was a jerk.
Meanies, bullies.
They're like, you? I'm like, yeah, me.
My next slide. Next up on the pole, if you can see, there is a Chevy. Is it a Chevy, right?
GMC
Sierra on an actual parking pole, but it's being funny. It's saying like if it was a stripper coming in. Next up on the pole, it's Sierra.
It's Sierra.
And so that's pretty insane. It took it right out of the ground. Look at that.
Yeah, I know. He hit that thing hard. Or she.
Her name might have been Sierra, too.
Maybe. That's funny.
Here's this guy.
What the heck?
Oh, you think you can pour oil? Watch this. Look at this guy. He's actually laying backwards on his car, pouring oil, and he needs to come work for us on the service drive and pour the washer fluid out. Poor porters, they just can't get the washer fluid in the
in the hole.
I come up to the, I'm like, why is the floor so full of washer fluid all over the place? And then I take 5 minutes and watch them do it, and they're just pouring that thing in there. Like, what? I'm like, why can't you use a funnel? And they're like, oh, it takes too much time. Really?
Like, yeah.
Like, anyways, this guy got it, y'all. This guy, look at that stream.
Well, he got it once.
Stream is going right inside that oil filler right there. Look at that.
Until he wakes up and it's all over his face.
That's talent, y'all. Look at his chanclas. His chanclas are over here. You see this?
That a boy.
He's got chancletas.
Laying on a ladder.
What about this? What the heck? It's a life hack.
So you don't drop it down?
That's it. That's it, y'all. Technicians everywhere. Take a note off of this guy's book here.
You got a little rubber band on
it. Put a little string on it. A little bungee cord on your tool. And it won't fall in.
That's cool.
It won't disappear. And then we won't have a customer come back next week saying, I have a noise in my car.
I have a rattle. Ever since you fixed this, I have a rattle. Oh, it's okay. It's just so-and-so's 10-millimeter wrench.
You're good. What are the initials on the...
Yeah.
What are the initials on the tool, ma'am?
I never did that. Grave money. What the heck? Impact gun broke.
Look at that. When your impact gun says, is enough, y'all. Look at that, how it broke, though.
Well, it's snap on. What do you expect?
Oh.
You need an Ingersoll.
Shade on the snap.
Yo, the whole nose of it broke off.
Yeah, look, it's clear on the, still on the car.
And it's a Hyundai. Don't you need to take the wheel lock off first?
Oh, look at that, honey. You're so observant. He's so observant.
You got to take the wheel lock off first. That's why you break the keys.
He can see that the wheel lock is still on the car. He can see that it's a Hyundai. He's so observant, y'all. And I'm going to use this as my last slide. You want
to
read it, honey?
It says, at Ford, we listen to our customers. You asked for a place to nap while waiting for the tow truck, and we delivered. It's lay flat front seats.
Yeah, so it looks like Ford. I mean, it's beautiful on the inside. Isn't that a nice truck?
Yeah, it must be a Lightning or something.
It's really nice. Yep. It's seats that fold all the way down so you can lay down and take a nap.
While
you're waiting for the tow truck.
That's pretty cool.
That's funny. You want to do this last one?
You lied. You said the other one was the last
one. I'm sorry. I know someone who will do it cheaper. I wanted to show it because of that reason. So, honey, tell us what we're looking at right here.
So they put the spark plug wire on the exhaust manifold stud, not the spark plug. so ridiculous.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you. I had to ask Matt, what does this mean? What's the problem? Y'all, I'm not mechanically inclined. I'll tell you that right now. I'll tell you the truth.
You don't have to be.
Tell the truth and shame the devil. I know some stuff, but I can't tell you what to do underneath the hood.
I'm just wondering why it still has an old spark plug in it.
Well, it looks like an old car, though. It does look like an old
spark plug. Yeah. Interesting. Okay, then.
And that's it, y'all, for our automotive laughs.
Yeah.
For all of our epic watchers on YouTube, Matt Erlane Auto Truth is our channel.
Go there. Like, subscribe, share.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, tell someone, man. Yeah. And leave a comment.
Yeah.
Let us know what you want to hear. Let us know if you have a question, if you want to be a guest, if you want to share your story. We are here. We're not no bougie corporate deal.
That's right.
We'll talk to anybody and about anything. Doesn't even have to be about cars.
Just an organic gal and guy talking automotive truth stuff.
Yes. Some people might not like what we say, but whatever.
That's too bad.
Yep.
Too bad. Freedom of speech.
Yes. If you don't like what we're saying, then change the channel.
Yeah.
Well, Embrace Footwear is not working. Something happened to the website. But if you're looking for renewable energy, another source of energy, you can go to betterenergy.myambit.com and you can get quotes on energy rates anywhere throughout the United States, Japan, Canada, and Europe.
Go ahead.
You want to lower your energy bill, you can email me or you can go to betterenergy.com. www.myambit.com.
Yeah, y'all can save money. Yes. I mean, power here is pricey.
It
and
sure
there are
is.
Other options, and there are other sources that you can tap into, like our Ambit.
Yes, you go to Ambit.
Yeah.
And
you're going to save money.
Save money, and then throughout, so here when it's hot, it's really hot in the summer, we have 50% off rates too.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, betterenergy.myambit.com.
Go there.
And then embracefootwear.com.
Go there. Matt's working on the website, y'all.
Yeah, I don't know
y'all
what happened to it.
Y'all bear with him.
And then like, share, subscribe, and tell someone about this.
That's it. Follow us, y'all.
And until next time.
And thank you for all our listeners all around
yes.
the world. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Even when we don't put out new episodes, y'all still listening.
Watching.
I still can see that there's like two listens on the same, you know, old episodes. You know, thank you for listening and watching us and just supporting.
So some vendor called. So, like, vendors stalk websites and look for your pictures.
Yeah.
So he calls and he goes, you know, can I speak to the servers, whatever. And I answer the phone. He's like, as we get talking, he goes, do you have a podcast? I'm like, are you a stalker? I'm like, why are you stalking me?
Oh, my God. He goes,
oh, I wanted to do my research before I called you.
Wow.
And then I was like, all right, we can work something out.
Interesting. You know? You didn't tell me that. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Look at us, guys.
Yep.
Look at us.
He searched Matt Pollard and boom, Matt with Erlene and the Arm of Truth came up.
Again, we thank you for your support. And remember that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. There is no other way to live, y'all. God is real. Get saved. There's no other way to live. He will keep you in perfect peace whose minds are stayed on thee. He will give you favor. Favor. God is a good God. And he's coming back soon.
Yes,
so y'all better get saved.
And listen, forgive each other.
Yes, forgive.
Forgive.
Forgive. Forgive.
Don't leave that burden on your heart.
Your enemy,
forgive.
Your enemy, forgive. The Lord, the Bible says that he will prepare a table before the presence of your enemies. If you love them and pray for them.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, honey.
All right. We love you. We're out. Till next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, thank you.